The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is your superintendent, Sam Melton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Sam, welcome back to another Super Chat.
Well, Gary, I appreciate it. It's always great to be on.
It's quite all right, and I enjoy our conversations. Well, Sam, you are off and running with a new school year, so how are things going so far?
They're going pretty well. This has probably been one of the better years. I mean, I've been here a short time, but I'm just talking to some of the other staff that not as much turnover, which was a good thing. So we've got a little more consistency going on. One of the big changes, though, was a new high school principal. Dr. Matt Maple took over, and there are a lot of great things going on at the high school right now. I know he's really kind of dove into that, the academic side, and really trying to learn and get an idea of what's going on. So he's been working with the teachers a lot. I'm really looking at our instruction, how to, you know, better engage students. You know, what can we look like on that end? Just getting to know some of the policies and procedures going on. We just started early release days this year for the first time. So there are 8 different times throughout the year that we will leave 2 hours early. The students will, so that our staff can get some professional development in. Those are going really well. We had our first one last week. That was great. It's a chance for the staff to get together, really talk about what that instruction looks like, and then we can pass that on to the classroom, so we can, you know, hopefully do a better job of instruction and really what we need to be focused on with the students. So that's been really good. The elementary is off to a great start as well. What's really nice to see, and something that I think every superintendent strives for, is to see some of that vertical alignment take place. And so I know with Dr. Maple and Mrs. Budd have really been working together. They're working on their own buildings, but also what does that transition look like from sixth grade to seventh grade? And how do we kind of make that a seamless transition from elementary to junior high to high school so that we can really do what's best for students?
Sure, of course. You know, I think that you have a good addition. This whole space is not anything new to Matt. He's been around a little bit. I think he's a great addition.
I agree. And I had my very first year as principal at Dillsboro Elementary he was at the middle school there at South Dearborn. So we got a chance to work together, you know, 10 years ago. And it was the only time I got to work with him. That was that first year, because he went on to East Central for a time. But he's a great educator, a great administrator. So it was nice to have someone come in that could really kind of jump in and work on some things that we wanted to work on. And I've got a familiarity with. So that was good.
Yeah. Familiarity is wonderful, and there's so many things you don't have to learn new about an individual coming on board. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any new initiatives for this school year?
We do, and we're still trying to work through some of those, but one of the big things is we've transitioned away from NWEA, and I'm sure the listeners are probably, if they have students and children at school age, they probably heard that term. And we went from NWEA, which is a kind of a checkpoint throughout the year. You take the test three times to try and gauge where those students are at. We've now moved on to iLearn checkpoints. And it's the same premise, but it'll happen a little more frequently. But the hope is that's going to give us the opportunity to learn where are our students at to help better drive that instruction. Plus, it's tied into iLearn, which is what we're trying to do well on at the end of the year to show that, hey, you know, our schools are doing what we can academically and meeting that state standard. So I think that's going to be a good change for us.
What about in the area of safety? I know safety in general across the school corporations is a big deal.
It is. And like every school, we're always trying to analyze and take a look at what's working, what's not working. So that's one of the big things is we're going through our policy handbooks. We're going through the safety procedures to see, are we meeting the needs of the staff and students? What can we do to change that? We actually have an outside consultant that's going to be coming in here pretty soon to do a safety audit on the district. I think it's good to have an outside set of eyes that doesn't know anything about Jacksonville, but can come in and say, hey, I see this and this, because those are things we're probably just used to and maybe don't look at in the same way. So that's going to be a good thing. And we also have a new SRO that started this year, and that is Daniel Craig, who's familiar with the area. He worked for the town of Osgood Police Department. We're excited about having Daniel here, and he's jumped in and started working on these things and interacting with the students and staff. So that's been a good transition.
Well, you know, I think bringing in an outside source for your audit isn't a very good idea because they can be objective. And like you say, they know nothing about it. They're walking in cold and they're observing what they are good at observing. And I think that's a good move. Well, in terms of projects within the corporation, what kind of things are still on the plate?
Well, so we had a very busy summer with the high school roof that was replaced, and they are basically finished up now. They're doing their final kind of walkthroughs and checks to make sure everything's good. The parking lots, the vast majority of the parking lots were milled and replaced, so new asphalt there, which was great. The playground is actually under construction right now at the elementary school, so that's another exciting thing for the students. It's going to be a pretty neat, expansive playground. So that's kind of phase one. Phase two that'll be starting kind of in this year, but then through next summer, will be the high school gym, the replacement of the floor, the wooden bleachers. Having that done, we're looking at painting the gym, air handlers there in the gym. So that's a kind of an expansive project for the high school gymnasium. The elementary is getting some new bleachers. The entryway to the elementary is going to be, we're talking about safety. This is another safety protocol where we're going to kind of funnel everyone to that office area. So when you walk in, you can just go right down any hallway. That'll get blocked off with doors and make that safer for the students and staff. And then here sometime early this fall, we'll be starting on the field house for Jacksonville, which is be attached to the back of the high school. So there's a lot going on, but I tell you what, I think it's going to make Jacksonville, it's a great place now, but we're going to have some top-notch facilities. And I think the students, staff, community is going to get a lot of good use out of this.
Excellent. Sam, I've been hearing things about Jacksonville's planning of a promotional video. What can you share on your plans for such a marketing tool?
So if you go to our website right now, there is a promotional video on there, and it is quite old. So there's been a lot of changes to Jacksonville over the past 5, 6, 7 years. And so here in the next couple weeks, we have a firm coming in, and what's great is it doesn't cost us anything. We've got a partnership with this organization, so they will come in. They're going to talk about what are our big initiatives, kind of like the big three things that we're trying to do for the students, community, what are our goals, and we're going to start to promote that. We're going to showcase the facilities and some of the upgrades that we have going on now, but also they'll come back next year and kind of edit that to really get all of the things that we've done, you know, over this last basically year and a half or so to showcase the, you know, the great things going on at Jacksonville.
So this is free of charge to the corporation?
It is. And we have a partnership with SIESC. there's fact that they partner with all the Ripley County schools from several years ago. So every year we get so many hours of professional development, or maybe like this media, the side of things that we get to use free of charge. And so this was one of those that I talked to them at the end of last year that I think this would be, with all the things going on, the changes, the upgrades, the facilities, we want to really showcase what we're doing here at Jacksonville. So they'll come in and, like I said, they'll spend quite a bit of time here, get the video edited and produced, and we'll get that published. But then they'll come in next year as well just to edit like some of the final upgrades that we're going to do. So we'll have a clear picture of kind of Jacksonville and all the cool things going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an excellent tool. So once this video is complete, it will appear on your website then?
Yes, it will. It'll be right there on the front page for everyone to see.
It's a great way to distribute your message, your mission, and really it's a good promo. Show all the good things going on at Jacksonville. Well, Sam, this has been a good report today, and I'm anxious to see the new video you have planned, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. I wish you good success, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Well, Gary, I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.